With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. The Santa Cruz Museum of Natural History has a new specimen on display, a fossilized bone from a giant creature never before found in Santa Cruz County. KZU's Jeremiah Edding reports the fossil is at least 11,000 years old and was discovered by some very early career scientists.
Jackson Mulry isn't your typical paleontologist. He doesn't have a fancy degree, at least not yet, and he's 7.5 years old. But Mulry and some of his classmates have already made a huge discovery.
I thought it might have been a fossil.
Which is what we're all here to see at the Santa Cruz Museum of Natural History, peering through a glass case at a large fossilized bone. It's reddish in color and almost looks like a piece of wood. But as one of Mulry's classmates, Ryder Antos, explains,
it's a prehistoric animal.
A prehistoric sloth, to be exact, called a Jefferson ground sloth, and it has never been found in Santa Cruz County. That is, until Mulry, Antos, and several of their classmates found this bone in a creek bed last spring.
We were building a dam and looking for crawdads.
The other co-scientists of this discovery were Asher Rains, Vivian Lane, and Harrison Makuta. They're all students at Terra Redwood School, a small private elementary school in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
How do you guys feel knowing that you found this?
Amazing!
I think this discovery is by far one of the most important discoveries in paleontology for Santa Cruz history.
Wayne Thompson has worked as a paleontologist in Santa Cruz County for 47 years.
How many times have you come across a discovery like this one?
Once. This is a complete, unique one-off.
He says we've known about mammoths and mastodons in our area, camels, ancient horses, giant bison, cave bears.
But not until now have we known about a ground sloth.
The Jefferson ground sloth, or Megalonyx jeffersonii, to scientists, is a giant creature with a blunt snout and long curved claws. Its fossil was first described by Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, the Thomas Jefferson. The sloth is about 10 feet in length and grew to the size of an ox, weighing over 2,000 pounds.
Besides their long claws, they had huge arms. The arms on these things were just immense.
The fossilized bone the students found belonged to the sloth's enormous left arm. Unlike the slow-moving modern sloths that live a languid life in the trees of South America, these giant sloths lumbered around on the ground. They would stand up on their hind legs and use their long claws to strip leaves off branches. Thompson says finding fossils like this helps us puzzle together an understanding of what the world was like and what's changed.
So it gives us this opportunity or window back in time to look at Santa Cruz from an age that is long gone.
That includes, he says, a better understanding of what survived and what didn't during a different era of climate change. Jefferson ground sloths, alongside other huge land mammals, went extinct around the end of the last ice age over 10,000 years ago.
And so I'm sure it will give scientists in general, paleontologists, a great opportunity to fill in the gaps.
The sloth fossil isn't the only recent discovery like this one in Santa Cruz County. Last May, a mastodon tooth was found on Rio Del Mar State Beach. Thompson identified that one too.
Why such amazing discoveries so close together?
That's a great question. When it rains, it pours.
Literally. He says the intense rain and flooding last winter likely stripped away layers of sediment, unearthing some of these prehistoric relics.
During one of the former El Nino events, the Love Creek Slide years, we found a giant mastodon skull for the first time. And so certainly these years where there's incredible erosion in Santa Cruz County opens up the opportunity to find these creatures that have been long buried.
That's not lost on Jackson Mulry and his classmates, who are still hoping to find the rest of the giant sloth. They say now that the storms have happened, they're excited to keep exploring.
There's probably some new evidence that there's more of the skeleton there.
Do you think you're going to be a fossil finder in the future, a future paleontologist?
Yep.
I guess sometimes you find your calling, and sometimes your calling finds you. Jeremiah Edding, KAZU News.